More than 3.1 million Californians have filed for unemployment insurance since March 12th, as the state ended its streak of 120 consecutive months of net job creation. In the face of the stark situation, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared California in a recession resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic and announced the creation of a state task force on business and jobs to oversee the state's recovery.
We are blessed to have the kind of human resources that only a nation state could be afforded. And we have tasked 80 of them to begin to work through each and every sector of our economy to put together tangible, actionable ideas for short-term, medium, and long-term economic recovery. We have an advisory committee that represents the diversity of our state geographically and otherwise.
The advisory committee comprises 80 members, including business people, activists, and politicians, like Walt Disney Company's executive chairman, Bob Iger, and Mary Kay Henry, the international president of Service Employees International Union, or SEIU. The task force also includes all four living former governors of California. Philanthropist and former presidential candidate Tom Steyer is co-chair of the task force. Here he is reading the task force's mission statement.
To develop a strategy to help California recover as fast as safely possible from the COVID-19 induced recession and to create a fair, green, and prosperous future. We will bring together Californians from the public and private sectors and from communities across our state. We will develop a plan that works for all Californians with a particular focus on those hardest hit by the pandemic.
Newsom says the group will have a sustainable approach instead of a mere situational one in order to not repeat the same mistakes as in the previous recession. The governor also says the group will work with a focus on racial and economic inequality. Here's task force co-chair Tom Steyer.
People across the state are worried about their jobs, and they're worried about taking care of their families. And I think it's absolutely critical at the outset to point out that resource-starved communities have been hit the hardest by this and are suffering the most and disproportionately. And that any equitable recovery plan is going to have to put those communities front and center.
95 people in California died of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the highest number recorded since the pandemic began, raising the state's coronavirus death toll to 985. The number of people hospitalized has increased 1.2% in the last day, and the number of people in intensive care dropped to nearly 1.5%. Newsom says the curve has already begun to flatten, but not enough to suggest that Californians are already in the next phase of fighting the pandemic. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.